accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
TGIF. I know I say that every Friday. Today's no exception. However, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's coming
right
up here.
Yes.
It's going to be hot as heck here, Steve. 100 degrees.
Wow, and that humidity.
Jeez, man, it's here before you know it.
Yep.
Steve, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, I think it's a good time to think about, you know, the people who you know who have passed. You know, it could be people who were in the armed forces, so just your mother, your father, all those people. You know, it's a time to remember. I mean, it's always a sad day, of course, for some reason. And I don't know why springtime sometimes hits people with a certain sadness, but it does. And it does with me. It resonates with me for some reason. I think the lilacs and things like that in bloom, they bring back sympathetic memories, and sometimes you find yourself sad in spring, which you shouldn't be when life is budding everywhere. But, you know, it's a good time, and I saw a lot of people decorating graves today as I drove by the graveyard. And, you know, it's a good time to remember people that you loved and what they did, their sacrifice for you, like your parents or people like that, your grandparents, stuff like that.
But oftentimes we think of Memorial Day in the context of our armed forces and the military. And at the end of the day, we know that these people lost their lives in vain. And I hate to say that. It feels awful saying that. But that's the truth. And if it's any consolation, we're doing everything we can with this show and with our activism to stand up against the beast, to stand up against the power brokers, the powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them, that have used these men and women as pawns, as dogs, hence the dog tag that they so wear.
Yep.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we also recall right now that the whole thing that's embroiling Obama with the veterans issue is blowing open at this moment, too.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, good.
Because that's an important topic to tackle here in reference to our general discussion on this Memorial Day weekend. Phil Restino is the chapter head at Central Florida Veterans for Peace. He's been a guest on the show many times. He hosts the show weekly, I believe, with Larry Pinckney. And he is somebody who has exposed the hypocrites in the anti-war movement on a regular basis, he has, actually. Anyways, bottom line is, Phil Restino now joins us, and we're going to talk with him, taking a look at this Memorial Day and get some insights from Veterans for Peace, or at least his chapter. Anyways, Phil, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you, Bob. Hello, Steve. Thanks for inviting me on tonight. I really do appreciate the opportunity to be back on your program.
Always a pleasure.
And by the way, my producer head is Mike Hott, so if you're wondering who the heck was just laughing, that was our Joker producer.
I didn't hear him, no.
I didn't hear it either, but I guess our listeners did. So I hope nobody thought we were making a mockery of this serious discussion we're having here. Phil, you have an event, first of all, that I want to highlight here at the Bob Bowman Memorial Chapter. Tell me about this.
Well, once again, our chapter is hosting a Memorial Day event here in Daytona Beach at the Steak and Shake, outside the Steak and Shake, excuse me, at the International Speedway Boulevard and Nova Road, a major intersection where we our chapter has been holding a weekly anti-war demo since every Thursday night since late 2005, actually. And we'll be there 12 noon on Monday, and it's an Iraq/AFPAC war memorial where we focus on the soldiers killed in the 9/11 wars. This is not a protest. It's not it's a memorial. So we invite people to come by and read a couple of pages or a page or two out of the book of names of those killed in the Iraq and AFPAC theaters.
I noticed you called it the 9/11 wars. Yes. You're willing to hit the nail on the head there, but much of the so-called anti-war movement is not.
Well, the fact that there's two separate movements in the first place should give those of us who try to think some pause. If the reason given for the war by the government is 9/11, the 9/11 lie, right? And you put yourself out that being these anti-war organizations as their sole purpose for being to stop the wars, you would think you would address any questions, however small they be, as far as the validity of the government's reason for the wars, which is 9/11. And as anyone with one eyeball and two live brain cells to rub together can see from watching Building 7 come down, or the fact that, someone like Colonel Bob Bowman, who for many years was a celebrated member of these anti-war organizations before 9/11 happened, because he was the fellow who blew the whistle on the Star Wars programs, can see, the 9/11 lie is so in your face. There's so many things to look at as far as questioning the validity of the government story. So for the so-called anti-war movement and their organizations to not look at these major weaknesses in the government's sole one and only reason given to justify these wars, that's got, and make it a separate movement as far as those who do question the government's reason given for the war, that's got to give you pause as far as looking at these anti-war organizations and who's running them.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Right. Phil, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
To me, it means an obligation. You know, there's all this solemn talk and how these people died for our freedoms and all that, and that we're indebted to them. You know, you hear a lot of that rhetoric, but talk is cheap, man. It means an obligation. It means that if these troops are dying in vain or have died in vain, and we have not addressed those who sent them to their deaths in vain, then we have not done our job. Waving the flag and telling all kinds of stories about heroics of different soldiers in battle, I believe it is a cover, man. It gets people off the hook for what their real obligation is, and that is to look at this information here, the 9/11 lie, look at the Gulf of Tonkin, look at the June 8, 1967 attack on the USS Liberty. Look at everything that's behind the wars that put these men in their graves. The ones that they're dead so they can't speak for themselves, right? We're supposed to be speaking for them. It's our obligation to get out there and demand the truth and bring some justice.
Absolutely. And we're going to hold you over. We're going to hold you over for one more segment, and we'll continue this discussion on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show. If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're joined by Phil Restino from Central Florida Veterans for Peace. And Phil, what do you think people are thinking on Memorial Day? I mean,
it's a joke. It really is a joke. They get together. They have their barbecues. They have no idea what really happens with our geopolitical theater, do they?
Don't want to know. And that's why I believe it's so important that, you know, thank God for programs like yours and others who feel the same responsibility that we do to speak up as far as what does Memorial Day mean, as far as what our obligation is. We made a covenant, and I wrote a piece that was posted on Veterans Today, back in June of 2010. It was a Memorial Day piece then, and it's entitled Our Covenant by Philip C. Restino. That's me. And we've made a covenant. We have a covenant with these soldiers that are sent off to kill and be killed in our name. And this is where the rubber meets the road, man. This is where we've got to do our part. And too many people use the flag, use these feel-good stories, there's plenty of stories of brave troops, heroic in battle, and I want to make clear, I've never been to war myself or been in battle myself, but that does not negate my duty to say what I am saying, and that is that we have a covenant made, every single American that is here today. You know, these wars, these troops are going over, they're killing and being killed in our name. We have a covenant with them. And I want to read, if I could, just a quick piece from our flyer for the Memorial Day event. We are asking groups and individuals from Central Florida to help honor our troops killed in action while serving in the Iraq and AFPAC wars by not only volunteering to join us in reading aloud the names of the fallen so that they and their sacrifices will not be forgotten, but also to keep the covenant we have with them by responsibly questioning and demanding the truth behind the wars to which they were sent with the consent of, silent or overt, and in the name of we, the American people. And we won't be protesting or having signs or, you know, 9/11 truth ends the wars or none
not
of that.
This weekend, anyways.
No, no bullhorning, no speeches. You know,
you guys leave that for all the other events you do, which you do so often.
Yes, but this is a memorial, and we are recognizing the fallen and recognizing the loved ones that they've left behind and are being sensitive to that. But at the same time, we're not using that to shirk our responsibility either. So we're promoting the event in this way, and we also on the flyer, there will be literature and questioning the U.S. War on Terror DVDs available free to the public. So we'll have our DVDs which question this U.S. War on Terror. It's a compilation DVD, Massimo Mazzucco's The New American Century, the Italian film taking an even deeper look at 9/11, Zero, and John Bonk, Splitting the Sky, Bonkhorst, 9/11, Follow the Money. It's a three-part compilation DVD that we have been handing out for years, and we'll have that available. So that's how we did this last year. There's a great video that Larry Sinclair of Sinclair News came down and covered us and interviewed us.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I see that here, a 20-minute video he did. That's awesome. And then after the memorial, you guys are going to have a free film screening as well at the diner there.
Correct.
Of the film, The New American Century. Tell the listeners about this film by Massimo Mazzucco, or however you pronounce
Massimo
it.
Massimo Mazzucco. It's a great Mazzucco film. And some of your listeners may already know that he put out that marvelous 5-hour, 3-DVD 9/11 documentary last fall after 12 years of research. September 11th, the new Pearl Harbor documentary, but the New American Century came out in, I think it was during the Bush administration years, in Italian first. He's an Italian filmmaker. And what it does is it traces the project for the New American Century, the PNAC guys, the Cheneys, the Wolfowitz, the all the guys that were advocating for these wars of hegemony. You know, you've talked about on your show before, General Wesley Clark had learned of this plan to topple, what was it, 7 countries in 5 years, and we've pretty much been doing that. So he tracks how these folks came to advocate for the war, and came to actually be in positions of power and influence on the morning of 9/11 in both departments of defense and of state, and they got the war they were advocating for, and then it shows where they were on 9/11 and how we should further look into their ties to 9/11 itself. And these are, you know, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, all the guys from the Project for the New American Century. And then it finishes up with the devastation that the wars on Iraq and Afghanistan had caused to the date of that film, which I believe was 2009. Something like that. 2009, excuse me. And it's an hour and a half film. Great, great, great piece. And it's a great lead-in in this three-part DVD that we have. You know, we take the viewer from the PNAC guys advocating for the war to getting their war to being in positions of power during 9/11 that makes you wonder, did they have a part in it one way or another? And then the second film, Zero, takes a real deeper look at 9/11 itself. And then something that we don't see a lot of, John Splitting the Sky Boncour, 9/11, Follow the Money, where he researches the Wall Street and financial and corporate ties to, you know, Key Bono, who benefited from 9/11, and it really is a great compilation DVD, and we hope folks take a look at it.
Sounds really good. How can people help your organization, Phil?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Steve, is to go to veteransforpeace.org, and I know you have listeners all over the world here, you know, the country, the world, and ask to, you know, find a chapter nearest you and ask them about this. We have a resolution at the national level calling for an investigation into 9/11. Since 2009, it was passed. We have a resolution at the national level calling for the impeachment of Obama for war crimes. That the national leadership.
Hold on, Phil. We opened up a can of worms, so I want to hold you on for just a little bit longer. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
800-313-9443. I would love for you to jump in on this conversation as well. 800-313-9443. Your thoughts on this Memorial Day weekend. Again, we're joined by Phil Restino from Central Florida Veterans for Peace. And not all Veterans for Peace chapters are created equally. For instance, my very own chapter here, Phil, excuse me, in North Central Florida, not Central Florida, but North Central Florida, throughout the years has gatekeeped on vital issues such as 9/11, which you would think they would be more concerned about, being that it was the pretext to the wars of the last 10 plus years. That being said, no, don't talk about this, don't talk about that. And you've dealt with this for a long time now, haven't you?
Yes, and I apologize for starting to go off on a rant, because I see the anti-war, the so-called anti-war organizations, as the major part in prolonging these wars and preventing justice, preventing the justice that we owe these men and women that we're going to be memorializing on Monday, you see. And so it gets me riled up. I joined Veterans for Peace when I heard this fellow speak in a former president of Veterans for Peace telling us that it was not only our responsibility as citizens, but our sworn duty as veterans to impeach this criminal president. And this fellow's name is Mike Ferner, and this speech was in front of the White House on 16 June 2005, and it was in regards to the white Republican committing these wars of aggressions based on lies. It's been like pulling teeth to get them to apply the same standard to the black Democrat, that these wars have continued and expanded and under his tutelage with their what we call left cover. What can people do as far as Steve's question? Get to Veterans for Peace, get to CodePink.org, CodePinkAlert.org, all these anti-war groups, and find their local contacts and say, hey, look, I want to stop the war. You know, you got this on your books. You know, you got a resolution to impeach a sitting president for war crimes. And the only time impeachment is really a threat is when it's not partisan. So, you know, the anti-war left, you had an opportunity to actually stop the damn wars by applying the same standard that you so publicly set when it was a Republican doing it. What is the deal? And call them on it. Call them on it at the local level, because the national leadership, like any organization, left, right, whatever, any business, when you're up at the top, you're serving the powers up that are above you. But get them locally. So that would be my answer to you, Steve. Veteransforpeace.org, CodePinkAlert.org, all, you know, and put them on the spot locally.
Excellent. You know, I do appreciate that kind of stuff, because the reality is we are looking for every positive solution to the situation that we can find, ladies and gentlemen. And I can't think of any better group or organization of people who have paid the price. You know, they've been through this system. And VeteransForPeace.org and Phil, you know, Phil Restino joining us tonight on the show. I mean, these are the solutions that we have to stop this stuff, because the reality is World War I should never have happened. World War II was a fiasco in reality as well. I mean, it was something that was created, and it was a fuse that was lit long before the whole thing happened in Pearl Harbor. I would have doubts about Korea, and of course Vietnam was a scandal. And what is happening now, it's hard to believe, in a country as informed as we are today, can allow this kind of stuff to happen, sending our children and our friends, our neighbors, our brothers, sisters off into the armed forces, and then coming back in this miserable veterans situation where they don't even attend to the people properly, stealing all the money, creating all this manslaughter all over the world, all to support the banking and evil cartels of people who have nothing better to do but just to manipulate the masses to their advantage. And I just applaud you, Phil, you and all the rest, for doing the kind of work you're doing at Veterans for Peace.
Yeah, absolutely. I do as well, Phil. Let's move on, though, and talk about the Veterans Administration issues. Phil, do you go to the VA for your health care needs?
Well, actually, I have, because, and I want to clarify, I am a peacetime veteran. I never served in combat, and I want to make that very clear. These guys coming back from combat, you know, you look at the Vietnam guys and the 22 military veterans committing suicide each and every day. I mean, so many of them are just trying to get through a day without blowing their brains out. And you know, to ask them to come out and stand on the corner with us is there's enough of us that don't have those challenges to deal with. If you're a military veteran and you look at the statement of purpose for Veterans for Peace, and you're listening to our discussion tonight and the kind of Veterans for Peace that we're talking about, you know, the organization as it was when it was a Republican doing it, I encourage you to join your local chapter and help chapters like ours here in Central Florida get the organization back on track. You know, the organization that it was when Dr. Robert M. Bowman was the keynote speaker and celebrated member five different times prior to his being thrown under the bus when he came out about 9/11 to try to prevent the 9/11 wars, rather than putting him up front and letting him take all the arrows. He's probably one of the most credible people in the country you could put out front to question 9/11, a former interceptor pilot who can say there's no way in hell that four jumbo jet airliners fly around in U.S. airspace for an hour and a half and not get intercepted. As an architect, as an engineer, nuclear and aeronautical engineer, he could say there's no way in hell that fires fueled by office furnishings and kerosene-based jet fuel can make three concrete and steel-framed skyscrapers blow up at dust and come down in perfectly symmetrical, nearly free-fall speed collapses. I mean, how much more could you have right there to put out front to take the arrows to stop the war? And Veterans for Peace and Code Pink and everyone couldn't distance themselves enough from Bob Bowman, you know. So, listeners, you know, you can do something. Please do something. Contact your local chapters and present them with these questions. And if you are a veteran, step in and join us and help get this organization back on track. And let's stop these wars. And that's how we can honor the dead on Monday.
800-313-9443 if you would like to join us for this conversation. Again, we're talking with Phil Restino, if you're just tuning in, from Veterans for Peace, who has been very critical of their so-called anti-war activism, because he's a true anti-war activist, not because he doesn't agree with being anti-war, but because he's a true veteran for peace. Phil, I do want to talk a little bit more about the VA here in a moment.
Yes, I'm sorry I drifted away from that.
That's okay. That's yes. Okay. But can we keep you for one more segment, though, so we can give it
yes.
ample time? All right, we'll keep you for the last.
As much as you'll have me. Thank you.
All right, well, you're the best. We love having you, and I'm sure we'll continue this dialogue in other capacities beyond just the realm of veterans and not veterans. I almost said Veterans Day. No, Memorial Day. Which is, of course, is this weekend, and it's a great excuse to barbecue and get out. It's going to be hot as hell here, but really, what is this all about, folks? And that's what we're taking a closer look at, and we should look ahead as well, because part of understanding the memory and honoring the memory is looking ahead so that we don't have to have more people suffer and sacrifice their lives for this beast. And that's really how I see it, folks. And I know that doesn't sit well with many, but that's the truth. And I'm all about the truth here. Bob Tuscan Show, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com is our email, rather. thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. Feel free to email me at any time. And if you can donate, we really could use the help to support this show. It's in need of some desperate help, folks. And I don't know how else to say it, so either donate some Federal Reserve notes if you can at bobtuscan.com. To help with the podcast, it's all there. We've got people working on that. Or, you know, find sponsors for the show. I really need the help. That being said, we'll be right back with Phil Restino.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, we got quite a treat for you. We're joined by one of my favorite people, Phil Rostino, for the rest of this hour. Next hour, Steve, we're going to have a little bit of fun and start off with some man-on-the-street interviews. Yeah, you know, we love these man-on-the-street interviews, and we love how brilliant people seem to be when they're asked about, Godzilla and the real Godzilla that we all know about, right? Because Godzilla was real, right, Steve? Wasn't he? Yeah.
100,000 people in 1954 were attacked by Godzilla in Tokyo, and you know, I know we're getting a little cynical because we were listening to that that segment during the break.
We're going to play that for the listeners, next hour. All right, right. And that will be abso-frickin-lutely scary.
It is
and hilarious. I mean, it is pretty funny, but yeah.
But, you know, it shows you how uninformed people are. And as we were talking with Phil about all of what's going on here, I mean, and I mentioned before, Bob, it's astounding. It's astounding to me. I mean, wake up for just a minute and realize that, you know, this event like 9/11 happened going on now 13 years ago. And people still haven't figured it out in this country, in this great information age where their minds are like soup of slush. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely astounding that the sitting president, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush aren't in prison, along with a lot of other people, in my thinking. But back to Phil, anyway, because I know he has some things to say about the veterans and all of that.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Phil. Hi.
Phil here. Yes.
Oh, Phil. All right,
Phil.
Oh,
yes. Here.
The people that we think are supposed to be making these things that Steve was just talking about an issue for us are not. They're actually, whether knowingly or not, they're serving the other side by keeping this information from the people, the power of the people. There's power in numbers. When people become informed, knowledge is power. You know, and the knowledge isn't getting through. It's being kept from. And that's why, thank God for shows like this, the network, the ability to use the internet. But again, Memorial Day is about honoring those that didn't make it home. And Senator Mike Gravel said when he ran for president in 08, on one of the debates, when they finally let him talk, and it was about in reference to these 9/11 wars, the only thing worse than sending soldiers to die in vain is for us to allow more to die in vain after them. We have an obligation, and Bob mentioned that I do a monthly radio show with this fellow named Larry Pinkney, and we call our show "We Cannot Be Silent." And we did a program a couple months ago, and this is another thing the listeners can do is go to nyccan.com or .org. It's the High Rise Initiative, and we had two fathers on the program, and Bob has interviewed Bob McElvain many times over the years. It's called 9/11 Kills, A Tale of Two Fathers, and you can see that on our We Cannot Be Silent YouTube channel. And get that out to folks. And it's a father, Bob McElvain, who lost his son in the 9/11 attacks, and this other fella, Dale Pierce, whose son blew his brains out after not being able to live with it after doing a couple of tours in Iraq in the 9/11 wars. And they're both pushing this New York City High Rise Initiative, which is a petition drive going on right now in New York City, to get the building department something on the ballot to get the building department to deal with World Trade Center Building 7. And it looks like this one might have a chance if we can get enough people behind it. That's something the listeners can do. The Veterans Administration, yes, pay attention to it and raise hell and just get the truth, you know, get to the truth. One of the best ways we could help the existing disabled veterans, yes, but we also need to stop making disabled veterans, and that has to do with stopping the war. And we've got plenty of information that disqualifies the government's justification for these wars, and it's on us to get it out there and push it and put it in people's faces and make the American people deal with this.
Amen. 800-313-9443. We'd love to get you on the show to comment on anything, or if you have a question for Phil Rossino. 800-313-9443. Phil, what do you see being the next move here for these powers that shouldn't be? Where do you see this all headed? Obviously, we've had a lot of activity in Russia take place, and now we see reports of them teaming up with China. What do you see happening here? And then we'll take a quick call here. So give me a response here in about a minute.
Sure. Well, I just see that the powers that be want war. You know, war's good money. It's a good distraction. And you know, it's the same thing as General Nazi Reich Marshal Hermann Göring said at the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunals. Yep. You know, people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked, bring them to war, and denounce the peacemakers as being unpatriotic. Well, we got to stop playing this crap, man. And it just means people getting active, getting involved, you know, and saying no, and this left-right divide. Enough of the Democrat-Republican crap. Step out of it, man. Get real.
Absolutely. Ed in Kentucky, you're on with Phil Rossino.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
I, too, am a disabled vet. And father was a World War II vet. Gave up half his left lung in Bastogne in Battle of the Bulge. My brother was a POW in Vietnam for 4 years, and he was a Marine. I gave up going to Eastern Kentucky University just so I didn't have to register for Selective Service. I've been dealing with a tooth infection now going on 4 years. It's cost me half my left jaw. And, of course, I've been dealing with the VA. And, of course, everybody there has got their jobs. Nobody held accountable. Nobody cares. So the VA was never set up to help the vets. By the way, I mean, they brought over 200 Nazis in Operation Paperclip. So how do you continue Mingala care without getting in trouble? Simple. You create a VA hospital. How do you get legalized lab rats and guinea pigs? Simple. You call them veterans.
Yep, you're right. And I want to say thank you for your service. However, I don't thank you for having served these power brokers. I thank you for your intent. I feel for your sacrifice. But it's, again, unfortunately,
I served the organic constitution, sir.
You did. You did. And you had the right intentions, and I don't have a doubt in my mind about that. I want to take one more call here. Ed, thank you for that. Barrett, you're on the air with us. Real quick, what's up?
Yes, hello. How's it going?
Hi. Good, man. We have just about a minute.
Okay. I wanted to know what you guys think about Alex Jones. I think he's okay. I think he's right on the money.
Well, Barrett, you're going to have to call in next hour for that question, because this hour we're just finishing things up with Phil Rossino. So call us back and we'll talk to you then. Phil, final comments here before we let you go this hour, and thank you again, and you know you have our full support here.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thanks for getting this word out. Again, Memorial Day is to memorialize, honor the ones that didn't make it back. As far as honoring the veterans and thanking them for their service, that's in November, guys. This coming Monday is Memorial Day, and we have an obligation to those men and women who didn't come back and the loved ones that they've left behind. And as Steve said, this goes back to the First World War and maybe even, you know, beyond it. These wars have been based on lies. We're in the information era right now where we know that, and we have a responsibility to act on it until we bring these bastards to justice. And it's the same damn families, the same money powers behind all these wars. We have let these troops die in vain. So get involved Monday. Do something.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks
a lot,
guys. Thank you very much.
Hour number two coming up in just seconds. We'll take more calls, but we'll also play this piece here. A man on the street interviewed with people that were asked about Godzilla, and of course he's real, right?
The Bob Tuscan Show. With fine